And we are back. For our last 15 minutes, we're going to be talking about the upcoming Turkey Trot Road Race, which happens every year on Thanksgiving morning. We're joined by Mike Lilly of the Las Cruces Running Club.
Morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Michael. Thank you for coming.
Yes, glad to be here.
So when I talked to you last week, you said that there were more than 800 people signed up for this thing. How many will actually be going off when the race starts tomorrow morning?
We maxed out at 1,200. Yes. In fact, we had to close registration because we don't have the resources. We don't have the bibs. We don't have the food, water.
That's awesome.
So we had to close it out. Yeah.
1,200. So that's quite an endeavor. I can understand why Scott's a little busy, wasn't able to make it in, trying to coordinate all that.
Yeah, he's tied up getting pumpkin pie for 1,200.
Oh, that's
literally.
Right. Yeah. Because that's a new thing this year,
yes,
right?
Yes, we're giving the runners a little slice of pumpkin pie.
At the finish.
Afterwards, yes. Yeah, I would hope so.
To reward them, yes.
Yeah, I think this is the largest race ever in southern New Mexico.
Wow. Yeah. What we talked about it a little bit. I know the flat course and the fact that it's a very smooth, wide surface. That's part of the appeal. What has made it grow and become so popular, do you think?
Well, I think because it's a family event.
Yeah.
And we've gone extra lengths this year to make it a family event. We've got some hay bales, we got some backdrops for the photographs and little thing that you could stick your head through and
look like a turkey.
Yeah.
And the pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, and we produce good races. I mean, we don't do that many, but
I'm trying to visualize 1,200 people running at once along the Field of Dreams.
We've had to split it up.
Yeah.
1 mile starts at 8:30, and then the 10Kers start at 9, and then 9:20 the 800 5Kers.
Wow.
Start. Yeah,
but still, that's going to be a lot of traffic for that neighborhood and a lot of people there for on a Thursday morning. But
right, and we've kind of simplified the course, and we did close some roads, but all the residents we will be able to get in and out.
So. Sure.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about the running club and how did it get started, and what do you guys do other than this one big race every year?
Well, the running club started about 13 years ago. Previously, there was a Mesilla Valley track club run by Don and Gina Shapin for decades, but they got older and they just couldn't do it anymore. And so there was no racing going on in Las Cruces for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And Cliff Cole and Lawrence Joy decided they wanted to start another running club. And so we got the group together and started it. And we put on three big races a year, this Turkey Trot, a Super 5 Sunday run on Super Bowl Sunday morning.
Okay.
And then our electric 5K race before the electric light parade. And then we use a lot of our profits to put on a free summer youth running program, a series of four races, with the finale being breakfast for families.
Right.
We do that for free for the kids during the summer. And we use our proceeds we've started donating to all the area cross-country teams, the four in Las Cruces and the three in the Gadsden School District. So, and it's been rough at times because we're all volunteer.
Sure.
But this time we hired Scott Pfister to be a race director. He's no longer on the board.
Okay.
But he's runs the Sun Dragons Track Club.
He's a professional.
He knows how to do it. And the rest of us are volunteer. In fact, we're going crazy. We were out this morning. We'll be there. And we have packet pickup, a little expo. So people come pick up their race numbers and stuff.
Right.
And we're having the expo at the WIA building on Raymond, right at Pioneer Park.
Okay.
It's the old CCC building, or
exactly,
one of those old
Depression-era
buildings.
Yeah.
And we're asking people to come and pick up their packets this evening, 3
Today,
to 8,
yes,
because it's going to be a zoo tomorrow.
It's going to be a badass,
so
for sure.
What is the year that this Turkey Trot's been running? How many?
Well, we started, I think, 2012,
okay,
and there wasn't one in 2020 during the COVID.
Sure.
But otherwise, we've had them. We started out at the La Llorona Trail, and we got too big, and we went to Oñate High School, and we got too big and complicated for that. So then we've been doing it. This will be the third year at the Field of Dreams.
And this is the largest track in the area, the Field of Dreams?
Well, it's the largest facility, but we'd run once around the track and then off into the trails.
Okay. Yeah, can you talk about the road course?
Yes, so they run like 3/4 array around the track, out of the stadium, and up to Shiro. And then they'll turn right, and the 1 mile will turn around there. And then they go up to the end of Tashiro, which is Bruins Lane, and the 5Kers go east and then west and then back east and back to the stadium. The 10Kers will split off there where the trail, the walking, biking, running trail is. And they'll run on that trail all the way out to the levee. And then back and do finish their loop on Bruins and back.
Right, right.
So it is flat, and it's very nice, and the weather should be perfect.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
And I assume you've got people coming from all over the place.
Well, when they come to town to visit, I mean, some of them are going to be disappointed because they come to town and they want to register, but we don't have any more room. Yeah. And we'll remedy that next year.
Can people register online? So
that's how it's been.
Okay, so they could have just, they need to plan ahead.
And yes, and we had tried to advertise, but we do get people from all over the country.
Yeah.
Yeah, come to visit.
Yeah. Right, well, the weather is so beautiful. And,
and they come to
so
see
So do you
them.
Have much of an audience? Is there like cheering stations?
Well, on the path itself, not a whole lot. But in the stadium, you know, where they start and where they finish, there's,
you can cheer
there's
your,
quite a crowd.
Your,
yeah. Cheer your family.
Uncle or whatever while he's running. Yeah.
I know these have gotten kind of popular. Is the idea that if you do a little exercise before the big meal, that helps to burn off some of the calories?
Oh, or? Yeah. Well, that's our motto. You know, we burn some calories before we ingest some calories.
Right.
And then there'll be a pumpkin pie to start you off.
Yes. Get your dessert first.
Well, you said you're gonna. Are you planning to get even bigger next year?
Yes, yes, we are, and we're gonna have to make more adjustments to the course, and maybe have the 5K on one course and the 10K on another course. But yeah, I mean,
was this a surprise that you maxed out? Are you surprised at how many people came? Or?
Yes, we were surprised because otherwise we would have ordered more supplies, shirts and bibs and. Chips.
Pies.
Yeah, and pies.
Pies. Yeah. Right, right.
This is exciting.
It is, but we're going crazy. I mean.
Oh, yeah, what a good problem to have.
Though. Yeah, we'll be done at 10 o'clock tonight and up at 6 in the morning.
I'm sure that's
getting
right.
ready.
You'll be too tired for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and some of us will get on the road and take off, you know, go to our Thanksgiving somewhere else.
Right. That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Can you talk a little bit about running and why it seems like that's something that some people really get a very calm and relaxing and for me it's like just the opposite.
It's just torture.
Yeah, it is,
yeah.
Exactly.
Well, and I used to run a lot till my knees went bad, and once you get into it, it becomes a habit. It's like anything. You go to the gym or you get trained, and then it becomes fun. And like you say, when you run far enough, your endorphins kick in, and then you're not tired and you're not hurting, and you seem like you can run forever.
So are there older runners, or are they mostly, because many of us older have knee issues, as you do?
No, we have an 80-year-old plus category.
Great.
And we always get a few runners in that. In fact, one of our board members, Al Berryman, is 81, and he's still out
good
there
for him.
Running, and but he's helping this year. So, no, it's, you know, it just became popular, in the 60s,
I think
running
that's
started,
right. Yeah,
and then the races, and it's become more popular and more popular. You know,
and it's a sport that you don't have to invest a lot of money in. You need some good shoes and maybe some knee braces,
right? And you don't need money. That's one of our pitches for our summer youth running program. Is some kids are not team sport people, and their parents travel during the summer, so they can't really participate. It's something you can do on your own or with.
Yeah.
A few people or many people. I mean, a lot of people have group runs.
And we have some good trails in town, right?
Oh, yeah. The running path all the way around the city is nice.
I'll have to go take a look.
You mentioned the three big events, but beyond that, do you guys have, like, you know, weekly runs or?
Well, they're, what the weekly runs are at Bluebird Running on Water Street. I think on Wednesdays at 6, everybody shows up there and runs around the mall.
Okay.
Downtown mall.
Yeah.
You know, as far as you want. Yeah. And there are other groups. We used to have, when we started, an organized group runs. But that was Lawrence Joy and his wife, Dorota. But then they moved away and nobody else took it over.
Yeah, right, right.
Tried to keep it going, but it, you know, it's just everybody works except the few of us that are retired.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's hard to do that. Right. Every week. But somebody wants to start one, we'll really cooperate with them.
That's right. If any of our listeners are interested, please call in.
Or if they're interested in helping volunteer for the race tomorrow morning, show up at the northwest corner of the Field of Dreams anytime after 6 a.m. and we should have put you to work.
Good. Good to know.
Yeah.
Any idea at all how many people are coming from out of town for this and what kind of impact that's going to have on?
If I'd have known you were going to ask me that, I could have looked it up.
But I've got to think.
It's in the hundreds.
Yeah.
Yeah, because a lot of them say they come in to visit family.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And we'll get them from, you know, I usually don't count them up, but when we do the awards, you know, we do awards by age categories, 10-year age groups. So, and we see a lot of out-of-towners.
Right. Are your winners usually local, or do you have people who come in, you know, for the race? And do we have ringers, I guess is what I'd say.
No, the winners are usually local.
Okay.
I mean, at one point, a few years ago, we had some awards, like $500 for first place for that Super 5 Sunday. And we'd get El Paso and Albuquerque and Arizona and Colorado.
Sure, when there's prize
people
money.
To come in. Yeah. But most of the good ones, well, some of them are used to be from here, like Dylan Viescas, who's world-class marathoner, and his dad's on our board, but he'll come back for Thanksgiving most years, and his brother, who's also a good runner.
Right,
and they'll get up there at the top.
We're down to our just the last couple of minutes. For people who want to learn more about the Las Cruces Running Club, do you have a website or where would they
go? Our website is on runsignup.com. It's all one word, runsignup.com. And then you go in there and you search for the clubs, Las Cruces Running Club, and we have our own website on that site. And you can volunteer, donate,
Find out about events upcoming around.
We always need board members, too.